Fans of Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, and the Stones know the songs of bluesman Willie Dixon. This fall, Big Head, Todd, and the Monsters join forces with three second-generation blues stars, Mud Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks, to pay tribute to Willie Dixon on the Cascade Theater stage. The Big Head Blues Club comes to the Cascade Theater Thursday, September 22nd. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Have fun and save the animals at Haven Humane Society's 9th Annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 1st at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Come enjoy a variety of local wine, beer, and appetizer tastings. Bid on live and silent auction packages. Listen to music from the talented Lou White and the band.
Purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a kayak or 50-inch 4K TV. Or buy balloons for special mystery prizes.
Doors open at 5:30. All proceeds go to support the animals in the North State.
Visit our website at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
Get your tickets now.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, State of Jefferson. I hope everybody out there is having a good and wonderful Sunday morning as we creep into fall here and starting to find some of our cooler temperatures, our cooler mornings, and we head towards all those wonderful harvest festivals and different things that are going on in our glorious state of Jefferson and the beautiful country that we live in. This is Red Smith, the Bear, with Jefferson State of Mind this morning. And as I said, I hope everybody's doing okay. We're having a fine day here ourselves. Going to be talking about all things State of Jefferson. I'm going to have a caller call in and update us on a couple of things here after our first break. Get some things squared away and let everybody know what's going on with the State of Jefferson, what's going on with our committees, with our overall movement, how things are going, and how everything is coming together and progressing. And we're now being joined by my co-host, Wynn Carpenter. How are we doing?
Doing well. Good morning.
How goes it this morning?
So far, so good.
Not too bad, huh?
Yeah, a little delay here and there, but it's all right.
Oh, so yeah, we'll be discussing, the upcoming assembly meeting, a lot of the things that are going on, the fruition of the things that are coming, the culmination of how our committees are operating and finding, merging together and working together and finding the different things that are going on and really finding kind of their footwork and their groundwork on how to do things and how well that's coming together. So, yeah, we'll be talking about that. And then I kind of wanted to talk about our blessings in the state of Jefferson. Because I was having a conversation with somebody, and they were just amazed at the resources that we have, the things that we have to call on that we're not allowed to use, that we have to be criminals, that we've been forced to be outlaws to use the blessings that God has bestowed upon this region.
We have to get blessings from the king to do what we need to do?
Well, no. Excuse me, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about, is we are blessed. And instead of this frustration, this kind of this anger, this hopelessness that we feel sometimes of just kind of going, we're never going to be able to do anything about this. We don't realize how blessed we are up here.
Exactly.
And climate-wise, yeah, you can argue about the heat during the summer and the fires, but the fires are manageable if we're allowed to manage them. You know, the mineral wealth, the timber wealth, the natural resources, the beauty of where we live, the community where we live, we really are blessed.
We are.
You know, and I want to kind of get into that sometimes after we get our update going. But at first things first, we're saying Good morning, and how are things going?
So far, so good. Hey, I'm going to do a little pitch out and reminder, too, that for the folks that want to contribute to Jefferson, we have a new and updated address in which to mail the State of Jefferson Formation funds, and that account is for the legal fees that we are going to endure as we proceed through the process. And we are going to be starting our lawsuit fairly soon, filing the paperwork fairly soon. So we have attorneys on retainer, and we've paid the first batch of fees that are due, and we know that those aren't going to last a long time. So we need to get moving on getting funds into the account so we can make sure that we can afford to get our free and sovereign state. So what we're asking people to do is just to contribute whatever you feel you want to contribute. Doesn't matter the amount, just contribute. And if you want to write a check or money order, make it out to SOJ or State of Jefferson Formation. And that's the name of the account that we put our funds into. And it's only used for the legal fees. That's it. That account, no other fees or any other kind of money, or none of the money out of that account goes to anything else other than the legal fees. So we need to make sure people understand that so that we can pay our bill as we go. And so where you would want to mail the checks or money order to is P.O. Box 751, Palisadro, California, 96073. Again, that's P.O. Box 751, Palisadro. And for the folks that don't live in the Redding area, the understanding is Palo, P-A-L-O, Cedro, C-E-D-R-O, two separate words, and that's 96073. So I just wanted to kind of put that pitch out there to everybody.
Fantastic. And we do need to keep that court case going. I'm hoping and believe there's some fundraising ideas that have been conceptualized that can make some pretty good use if they get up and going.
That's right.
So, yeah, it does take money. We try to avoid it as much as possible because that's why we don't take large corporate donations. That's why we don't have sugar daddy funding.
We don't.
That's why
it's all grassroots.
We don't want it.
We don't want it because we don't want to be obligated.
We're tired of beholden.
Yes.
we're sick and tired of people that are beholden to other people.
That's right.
That no longer represent us. And you know, you can get into things with the best of intentions, with the best of people, but money makes you funny, man.
Yes, it does.
It does. I've watched it happen with many, many different things, and it's just money makes you funny.
It does.
So as much as we don't care for it, and, you know, when it's meshed with politics and civil actions and things like that, unfortunately, we have to deal with that, but we do prefer citizens doing it rather than large donations. Not that we wouldn't take them, but
we do
prefer it that way, or finding ways to give you some value for your something like concert or something
tangible you can walk away from,
as if a free and sovereign state that
wouldn't
protects you is not enough. But, you know, we understand you as good capitalist Americans want the best thing for the lowest price possible. Don't blame you.
That's the
way it's supposed to work.
Yep.
But,
well, you know, there are ways people can set up, and if they, you know, for the funding part of it, if they want to do a one-time deal, perfect. If they want to do a monthly contribution or a quarterly contribution, they can do that as well. So we're willing to take it any way you want to share your funds with. And when you do that, you have skin in the game. You're contributing to the sovereignty and the freedom of a new state, which encapsulates the 21 northern counties of California. So, you know, would be Jefferson. And so by doing that, you're assuring that your new state is going to happen. So why not, you know, if you can't do it any other way, if you can't contribute in any other manner, then you know, throwing a few dollars at us, making it happen that way so we can pay the bills as we go. Great. I mean, I do it. You do it. We're all doing it. We just need more help.
Yeah. And money. I remember what it used to look like. Kind of. So, but yeah, we do need the help with it, especially with the court case, and I'm really looking forward to the update here after the break and what's going on. It's been a long time coming. It's you know, one of the biggest pry bars in the toolbox, and interested to see which way that goes and what comes from it. And I think that'll answer a lot of questions for a lot of people of, do we really still exist under the rule of law? If you push back, is there rule of law in California, or is it completely gone for now?
Yeah.
So I think that'll be kind of an interesting exercise in a lot of different ways. Because if you look at the rule of law, if you look at the dictations of the law, there is no way, shape, or form that we are absolutely underrepresented in an unconstitutional fashion.
Right.
And it's been intentional.
That's right.
And it needs to be corrected.
Amen.
So, anyways, we better get off to our first break, and we will see you on the other side of this.
California was never supposed to be just one state. Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
The Backroom Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on now. Moving on. To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on now. Moving on up. To the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. A beef.
Oh, yeah. I always love that song right after the first break. It kind of gets you a little juiced up, a little fired up, and moving on up. And we better stay up, because like I was saying during the break, I ain't going through this again.
No.
Not doing it. We're going to get it done one time, and we're going to make sure it stays that way.
That's right.
Because this is nonsense. It's crap having to go through this to get our government back. No. All right, with that, Terry, you there?
Good morning, Terry. I'm here. How are you guys doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. Doing How about yourself?
Doing well, thanks.
What you got for us?
Well, I've got basically what's happening with the court case, and we are waiting for the pleadings to be done and the demand letters to come in. And once those two things are done, within 30 days we'd file. Now, at one particular point in time, we had thought that it would be around September 1st. Realistically, we're probably looking at the next 30 to probably 60 days for filing. And that's where we are with the court case right now. Also, as far as getting dollars for the case, we're excited about that. We will take money from anybody. I kind of wanted some clarifications on corporations, because I know some folks who own some small corporations but are willing to give. What did you guys mean by that?
Well, we meant that we would probably say no to somebody like Monsanto.
Well, okay, all right, because there's a lot of good people out there who have corporations and own a few restaurants, or, and I want to plug them a little bit, and that's Cross Petroleum, who has been really great when it comes to the Chevron distributorship up here in this area. They've been super in carrying our brochures and carrying some merchandise, and I know I was up in Weed, California the other day, and I was talking to one of the clerks up there, and she understood what Jefferson was. So when people ask, and we certainly don't want to discourage those folks from helping us out here.
Amen.
Yeah, no, not at all.
No, we're,
okay.
We're not doing that.
And the other thing on the committee that we're doing is really kind of an exciting thing. We're going to be having some merging of committees. For example, we had an advertising committee, a fundraising committee, and marketing committee. Well, you really need advertising and marketing to fundraise, and then you have to fundraise so you can do the marketing and advertising. So they merged those committees together along with the business committee. So those folks are all kind of working together, which is really great, because they all complement one another, and they all really need one another. I'd also like to, mention Terry Giardi, who's been incredible when it comes to our media folks. She has just been really, really good about this. We're just what a wonderful lady she is, and thank you, Terry, if you're listening. You've been great.
Amen to Terry. She's superior in getting the information out and making sure it's legible, understandable, clear, and concise. She's got it nailed.
Yeah, she's been great about that. Also, it's been good because, a lot of people are really getting tuned in all this. I know that, Ross Jones and Doug Knox on their radio program has been just great. I know they did an interview with you, Wynn, and that was really good getting the word out there. You talked about the fundraising. You talked about what was going on with our court case, how people can donate. And I really want to encourage everybody out there, if you could just send $5. If we all send $5, we'd be done. And the attorneys have been very, very good for us. They have given us a lot of free time, a lot of, and of course, Mark Baird has done a lot of work, with the attorneys. He has a great rapport with them. And they've been super in giving us advice and really being supportive and really being fair with us. And as I said, a lot of advice that was given to us and help that was given to us that they really didn't charge us for.
That's right.
That is. That's good. That's, and it shows that they really are on our side and are working to do what needs to be done. And they see the value of this this fight, of this argument, of this case themselves. And the ramifications that it could have in a great deal of places, not just California and what will be Jefferson. It really is a game-changing dynamic, and restoring our Constitution and our form of government and our state houses back to the constitutional form of republic, away from direct democracy. And that would be a radical shift in a lot of things.
Yes, it would.
And I think some people are very scared of that shift.
Those people that are abusing the system? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and there's a great many different forms of abuse. There's political abuse. There's, pandering of abuse. There's, what's the word that I'm looking for? Dependency abuse. It's a giant trough, and there's all these people that are feeding at it, but the guys that have to keep dumping the food in the trough are tired of dumping food in the trough, but it's all the pigs that are feeding at the trough that have got a problem with it.
Because those that are dumping the food in the trough are we, the taxpayers?
Yeah, and it's a lot of different things that go into it.
Yeah.
And, the problem is the government's figured out it can bribe the people with its own with their own money.
Yeah.
And
here, you pay it, and then we'll bribe you.
They've gotten very effective at it, yeah. Especially here in California.
Yeah.
And some of the insanity that's going on in California, and, you've got to really ask yourself, what is the end game in California? Where does it stop?
Right.
Where do they finally go, okay, that's enough regulations and laws, we're done? Does it ever?
That brings up a pretty good point. I know that there has been some talk about, gee, do we really need driver's licenses? Gee, do we need this? Do we need that? Well, there's probably some sort of solution. So the cost of a driver's license isn't a lot of money, but if you drive to another state, you got to have some sort of
identification.
You can't drive in another state without complying to their rules in one way, shape, or form.
Right.
The system we have now, of course, isn't perfect. The DMV fees by a mile are not perfect. That's something I'd like to see change. But we're gonna have to have some sort of semblance. To where as we cross state lines, and also, you want to make sure that when people do drive, that, at least they're trained to drive. We don't want a bunch of people out on the road that don't know what they're doing, some way to come up with a certificate or a training class or something like that. So I think that a lot of things are being discussed in a lot of the committees. Some of the committees are looking at it saying, maybe we're just a little bit premature on what we're doing here. Just a little bit premature and good idea, but maybe we're putting the cart before the horse a little bit. So it's going to be interesting to see how things have kind of been slimmed down. And I'm really looking forward to the assembly and really looking forward to hearing the next step here. It's a pretty exciting time we live in. There's a lot of great things Jefferson can do, a lot of great things Jefferson will do. And the main thing is to give its people liberty. And that's liberty with common sense liberty also.
Amen, brother.
Well, that is liberty, is freedom with common sense and responsibility. It is, that's one of the things Mark Baird says is freedom. You can run around, you can do anything that you want to do, but liberty is freedom with, common sense, morality, a little bit of, some responsibility. And that's what we want, is we want liberty. And it's amazing if you just use a little bit of common horse sense, you don't get drugged down the rabbit trail until nothing looks wrong, nothing looks right, everything is gray. And if you just use your common sense from the very beginning, you don't get drug off into this world of where everything's okay and everything's acceptable. And that's a large part of what's wrong with California, is there is no moral boundaries in the state anymore. Everything is okay, everything is acceptable, everything is somehow just part of the natural order, and that's not true at all. And that ties into what I wanted to talk about, is the blessings that we've been bestowed in the state of Jefferson with our natural resources, and how unnatural it is to not be able to use them, how unnatural it is to sit there and watch them wither and burn and become a public danger rather than a boon and a benefit to people. We do need to get off to our break here pretty quick. You got anything else for us, Terry?
Nope, that's great, guys. Anyway, have a great show, and have a great morning.
You too.
All right, you
Thank
too.
You, Terry.
You bet.
All right, well, we will be back on the other side of this break. This is Free Fire Radio. You can give us a call at 530-605-4567.
She did it at the cut beyond. Make her like a never. When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Been gone. Packed my bags. I'm off the reservation. I'm there somewhere, but I'm not on the reservation. I'm not on the farm anymore. They're looking for me.
They're always looking for you.
And that's what we all need to just pick up, pack up, and off we go. We're off the reservation. We're done.
We're done.
You know, and
we're running away.
You're gonna miss us when they're gone.
That's for sure.
All right. With that, we got Gary Hollihan on the line. Gary, you there?
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How's everybody this fine morning?
Wonderful, and you?
Good.
And since you're Red, since you're on the positive, I'd like to add a positive. Since we're all basket cases, I would like to say that we Jeffersonians are a lovable basket case, an adorable basket case, a commendable basket case, and we are an honorable basket case. And we are so thankful and grateful and fortunate to be living here and doing what we're doing with the Jefferson Movement.
Amen, brother.
That's it. I agree fully. I'll be right there in that basket with you.
It's going to be one big basket.
Well, yeah, for a bunch of basket cases, we're pretty good basket cases.
And deplorable.
Yeah, deplorable people.
It's almost like a Minion movie.
Thank you much. Have a good day. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much, Gary. You know, and, you know, Gary brings up a good point. For such just evil, rotten people that don't care about the environment or care about other people or, you know, all of this other nonsense that we hear, we really are kind of a lovable, honorable, fun-loving, fun to be around group.
Mm-hmm.
We're downright squishy.
Yeah, we are. And we try to do the right thing.
Yeah,
at all costs. You know, sometimes we make a mistake, but it's not intentional.
It's what makes us weird to them.
Yeah, that's what makes us weird, exactly.
They don't get it.
How could they be doing it the right way?
You mean you're not doing this for any ulterior motive? Where's your campaign donation? Where's your, you know, where's your free permit to do this? Where's your expedited building contracts? Where's your, you're actually doing this out of love of freedom, liberty, and civic duty?
Hmm.
There's something wrong with these people.
Yes.
And I've seen it with some of the people that we've dealt with. Mm-hmm. They
don't get it.
They don't get it. They flat don't. They can't see the graft. You know, and we've had a couple of people almost flat ask us, well, where do I get to steal in this system?
Yeah.
You don't.
You don't.
No, okay, I get you. You don't. Wink, wink. How do I steal out of this system? No, you really don't.
No.
And they don't grasp it, or they do grasp it, and they want to fight it.
There's an accountability factor played into this, you know?
There really is. And you... The more and more that people are looking and more that they're digging, the more and more corruption that is being found throughout California. And it's not just at the legislative level. It's starting to find its way through the county levels. It's starting to find its way into the city levels. And it's because the people are starting to look.
Yes.
And we're going to keep looking.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to find you. We're going to dig you out of there. And it's taking you a lot of time to burrow in like a bunch of Alabama ticks, but we're getting you off we're getting you out. We're getting you done. And we will do that. We will get that accomplished. And it's beginning to happen. And what we want is very simple. We want free, open, responsive government that represents the people in a fair and equitable fashion. Amen. And we don't have to rewrite the rule book to do that. It's already laid out for us.
Right.
I mean, literally, we could just kind of go, ditto, signed, State of Jefferson.
Yes, exactly. It's already there.
In a lot of ways. You know, I understand there's some of those state-level things that you need because there are powers that are not reserved to the federal government. The state has to exercise things like that. But at the same time, there's not as much work that needs to be done as it seems like it's been done already. We, you know, we have to set aside ego in certain cases where we think, hey, we can improve upon it. How about we just try seeing if we can do it in the first place? It's like a football team. And for those of you that don't follow football, I'm sorry. But it's like trying to run a spread offense when we can't even figure out how to run a sweep, you know. And what a sweep is, it's a simple toss to the right or the left where the running back runs around the end of the offensive line and one of the guards pulls to help block. Mm-hmm. Now, a spread offense is very complex where you've got all these different trick plays and different ways that receivers are going. And we're sitting here going, ooh, you know, the sexy spread offense. Let's figure out how to run a sweep first. You know, and that's part of what we've got going on.
Well,
but
you have to walk before you can run.
Yeah, fundamentals.
Yeah.
Fundamentals. And how can we hope to form a good government if we don't understand what the fundamentals of good government look like?
That's right.
But again, it's not like we've got to reinvent it. It's there for us.
It's there.
Ditto, State of Jefferson. Simple. Anyways, we've got Bev on the phone from Lassen County.
Good morning, Bev.
Good morning.
Hey, good to hear from you.
I just wanted to hit a plug for those people that don't have a radio. You go on Google, KCNR Radio, and punch it in, and here I am talking to you from Lassen County on the radio.
Perfect. You got
and
a dial, buddy.
I love what you guys are doing. I'm originally from Shasta County, and I support you 100%, and keep at it.
Will do.
All right. Well, thank you, Bev, and hope you're enjoying it up there in Lassen County. It is a
beautiful
place.
Well, it's a little colder. And I would like to have you please tell the event that's coming up in October to remind people to put it on their calendar.
That's right.
The address and everything.
We do.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I can do that. Thanks, Bev.
And you want to go ahead and cut loose with that address?
Yeah. We were going to do that, and Bev prompted us into doing it anyway. We're good to go. It's our second Jefferson Assembly, and that's going to be held on October 30th, which is a Sunday. Doors open at 8:30 a.m. The event starts at 9:30, and it'll run probably close to 5 or at 5 o'clock. And it's at 2290 Benton Drive, B-E-N-T-O-N, Benton Drive here in Reading. And that's down by Caldwell Park and the river. So if everybody knows where that is. So, again, it's going to be held on Sunday, October 30th. And it's going to be here up in Reading at the Senior Citizens Hall. So come one, come all. Come check it out. Come learn about it. If you've never been to any of the town halls or to the assembly, because it's the second assembly, mm-hmm. if you haven't been to anything, come check it out. Come hear what's going on. Form your own opinions.
And these assemblies are less about hearing what's going on. I mean, if you're new to it, you're going to have to do some catch-up.
That's right.
That's you already missed the first quarter of school. That ain't our problem. You do the homework to get caught up.
That's right.
But it's you're there to get engaged. You're there to take ownership. And if, you know, we hear, how often do we hear from people, well, Jefferson needs to do this. Oh, well, Jefferson needs that. Well, you need to make sure. Well,
oh,
you
really?
Pack your butt on down there.
Okay? Come on down and help
we're,
us out.
We're carrying our water. Yep. You come on down there and you carry your water. Mm-hmm. And you can carry the water right along with us. And then you can say, well, Jefferson needs to have this and Jefferson needs to have that. But get your butt off the couch, get on down there and say it, because I ain't doing it for you.
That's right.
I'm tired doing it for you.
Well, that's it. If people have ideas and concepts they want to see to happen, come share those. And if we haven't discussed those,
absolutely.
Come share them and ask and have dialogue with people. And there are a great many people there that have really wonderful ideas. And there's a lot of brain power in that any of our rooms when we convene. There's a lot of brain power there going on.
There is.
And I know that I'm the dumbest one in the room when all this happens.
That's not true.
It's, I need and want everybody from Shasta County that's able to come and check it out, even if just to listen. Just come and listen. Form your own opinions. Hear what's going on. You'll have a better idea of what's really happening, the truth. You'll hear the truth. You'll see what's going on for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be able to share that with others and see where you go from there.
Yeah, and, I know a lot of people have been imparted with this idea that we're a bunch of barefoot knuckle draggers in overalls, drink and shine, and eat liberal babies for breakfast. That's just me. Everybody else is not that bad.
Yes, and you're not that way.
I think if you came and had conversations with your fellow citizens, you would be amazed at the number of things that we actually agree upon.
That's right.
And the things that we disagree upon are pretty minimal.
Yep.
And most of those things we can even find a middle road.
That's right. And you can at least have dialogue about it.
Yeah.
We're not going to get all twisted and whatnot because... most of the people, I should say, easily say that when they show up, they're there to put some effort into it.
Yeah.
And get stuff done and find out what they've been working on is going to move it forward, or it's going to have to shift a little bit, or sometimes even what you've been working on is going to be halted for a little bit, but it will come back around. And that's the beauty of this whole process. It's just kind of ebb and flow. It's just kind of the way it's happening. And it's only happening from the grassroots level. There's nobody else in there that's doing anything different. It's grassroots. We all have ownership in doing it. We listen to one another. We develop ideas and concepts, and we do it as a unit. Nobody dictates what's actually happening, which is wonderful because the rest, as people have been involved, they won't allow that to happen, which is beautiful to see.
It's the last thing in the world we want.
That's right. It's beautiful to see that action.
What we're trying to get away from.
Yeah, and everybody sits there and listens and hears what's going on. Hey, wait a minute. You know, as you hear more dialogue, your wheels start turning, the ideas come along, and then all of a sudden you're engaged. It's like, wait, well, what about this? What about that? Okay, and then you have dialogue about it and say, oh, cool, I can contribute in some way. And you never know what your talents might be.
Yeah.
If you're able to do something physically, great. If you're able to do something, in any other capacity, great. We need all hands on deck, all hands. And it doesn't matter your physical ability in any way because we don't do a lot of grunt work, if you will, but there's a lot of stuff that does happen, and a lot of it is through dialogue and just meeting with people and so forth, and just having that talk and finding out what's really going on and moving things forward. So we welcome everyone who wants to come and participate.
Yeah, and the reason that we've got thick skulls is because we've got to beat our head on a brick wall until we get through it.
That's right.
and we do get through them, believe it or not.
We do.
So, yeah, and come down, have a good time. Engage.
That's right.
Engage. One of the my biggest frustrations is hearing, Man, that's great. I can't wait for Jefferson to happen. When are you guys getting it done?
No. Step up and help out.
When are you getting it done?
That's
When are you going to get in, dig in, and help? Because the faster you help, the faster we get it.
Well, and we live in a culture now, and we have for many, many years, in that people are waiting for something to happen on their behalf instead of getting out there and working on it on their own behalf, especially for their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Mm-hmm. We have folks in our group that are, you know, aged and seasoned, and they're great people, and they're doing this because they know that it's important to do for their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And they're not concerned about themselves.
They're the last generation that remembers that if you want it done, you better do it yourself.
That's right. That's right.
Because these sons of... Yeah. I can't say that word. We're very good and very sneaky about subverting the other generations.
Yeah.
And teaching them to be dependent and teaching them that somebody else will do it for you. Don't worry, we got it for you. And... One of the things that's a problem with the younger generations, probably from about my generation on now, the younger people, is, you know, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lie. For our generations, it's a lie. And once we become exposed to that and we find out all of that, it's been a big lie the whole time, they become very cynical. They become checked out. They disregard the American system. They throw it all away and they go look to something else and they run off to Bernie Sanders and go, Uncle Bernie, give me something. But the ones of us that take the time start to look and go, wait a minute, it's not a lie, because it did used to be that way. It did used to function that way. So the whole thing is not just a bunch of rah-rah nonsense to keep us, you know, compliant and doing what we're supposed to. It's not a lie. Some bastard stole it.
That's right.
And when we start to figure that out, then the younger generations are now becoming empowered because they're looking around and they're going, wait a minute, we weren't lied to. You lied to us about being lied to. You stole our country. You stole our heritage. You stole our future. You stole what was given to us. And I think they're finally starting to wake up to that.
That's good.
And there's a lot of work left to be done, but they're starting to figure it out because I've watched the progression of, free market capitalism and American idealism, and we're responsible for the evils of the world, and, you know, all of these things, those arguments start to transform into, wait a minute, we're some of the most generous, caring people in the world. We're broke because we're giving you money to feed your people.
That's right.
We're broke because we're doing this, so what are you talking about? We're evil. And they're waking up to that fact, and then they're starting to see the deception. So it's a mind game. The whole thing is a mind game that's going on in a lot of ways. And I think we're starting to win because truth will cut through bullshit every time.
That's right.
Sorry, got blinked by Bob. So with that, we just probably better go to a break before I keep going on in that vein.
Bob has to keep pushing that button.
Yep.
Know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California. A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Riders in the Sky are coming back to Redding's historic Cascade Theater this month for another serving of fun. America's favorite yodeling cowboys will take you on a thrilling ride to yesteryear as they salute iconic star Roy Rogers. Riders in the Sky at the Cascade Theater in Redding, Saturday, September 24th. Take the kids. Take the whole family. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world. Serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up and not speak. Front no stream. Doesn't matter. Start to clatter with fear. Fight down. High fire in a fire. Represent a seven games in a government for hire at a combat site. Left to west are coming in a hurry with the fury feeding down your neck. Keep my team reporters.
Be the end of the world as we know it, and we're going back to the world as we knew it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah?
That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah. I like it. It's like we get the best of both worlds. We get to go back to what worked and what was great and have some little bit of enlightenment to go with it.
And remember what it was.
Right.
I mean, we can never forget what it was, so we can keep it going the way we need it to go, so it'll be much better.
Yeah.
Superior.
Yeah, I was doing 40 miles an hour downhill on my bicycle without a bike helmet while I'm holding on with one hand and my Red Ryder BB gun in the other one. Nobody said anything.
Yeah.
Except watch this kid eat it.
Give you $5.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, stick in the spoke. See what happens.
Yep. You know, let natural selection do its work. Otherwise, we end up here.
Yeah, exactly. And then some of them become government officials.
Yeah, some of them get elected to governor.
Again.
Well, again. Why you got to bring up that part? We did it twice.
Yeah, we weren't smart enough to figure it out the first time.
Story time.
Well, that's how do we get people to have memory?
Well, we don't cover up the garbage. Keep exposing the garbage that needs to be out there, and it needs to be taught in schools. Okay, let's give a history of our governors. Who are they and what they do? And the truth needs to come out, not just a list of the governors. Oh, look, so-and-so's daddy was a governor.
Yeah.
He was a great governor. Not.
No.
Not.
Here is his crimes.
Yeah.
And, well, that's you know, when I've been talking to some of the, obviously I've been talking to some of the younger people this week, but that's another one is, you know, okay, well, I see the thing with Hillary Clinton's emails, and that's pretty bad and stuff, but why does everybody just, you know, hate Hillary Clinton? And you start telling them about stuff that went on in the 90s, and they're like, oh, my dear God.
Yeah.
They have no clue.
No clue.
And they're literally, some of the kids are looking, they're going, why is this lady not in prison? And it's...
That's the million-dollar question.
We've been asking for 30 years.
Yeah, why, both of them.
Yeah. They never should have made it out of Arkansas politics.
That's right. Amen, brother.
Yeah. I just, holy crap. But they don't know. And it's not talked about.
Yeah.
You know. And it's, she's reformed now. You know. Or that didn't really happen. Yeah, it did. Over and over and over. You know, Bill Clinton was the last president to be impeached.
Yeah.
They never did anything with it, but he was impeached.
But he impeached. Was impeached, yeah. And they both lose their law licenses for... For lying? Yeah. Hello.
These are great people.
Yeah, but they become public officials at the highest office in the land.
Yeah.
Really? So... Ain't we grand when we put somebody like that in?
Nothing wrong here. Oh. With that, we got Larry in Bella Vista.
Good morning, Larry.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
How goes it, sir?
Well, I'm good. I'm glad I got to find this channel finally. You guys are doing an awesome job. You guys are hitting right on the head there on the nail there. We're the fifth generation here on this property that I have. My family's been here since 1934, come from Paul River, MacArthur area. And I've been fighting with this county down here, and I'll tell you what, the corruption starts down at the local government. We can't change the upper government right now. We got to start at the bottom government and work our way up.
Thank you.
And this is what we have to do in this country. And every county that's involved with Jefferson State needs to start looking into their own local governments. And I've been fighting, like I said, since 1991 when I got hurt. My family, the lumber industry, trucking, working in the mills, everything, and it's been a battle ever since I've raised my family here. And you know, when I took over the small ranch that we had, we sold most of it. But all the rules and regulations, I've been battling, like I said, with them since 1991, and I found so much corruption. I've been keeping track of it, and it's going to be coming out. And hopefully, people will start taking notice to what is going on.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, and I think people are starting to look around and starting to ask the question, how do we fix it? We've had enough of it. And you are dead on. We've got to hit it at the local level first. Before we start worrying about the big leagues, we got to clean up the farm team.
That's right.
That is true. We have to do it. These rules and regulations they come up with, they're not anything about safety. It's all about revenue. And
that's right.
Yes, it is.
At proof of this, I've been told this right by the building departments, sat down face-to-face with them and told them, you know, that I believe this is extortion, and I was told right to my face that it was, at least we smile and we take your money. They know what they're doing, and that's a source of their revenue, source of their living. It's a sad thing, but they're living off of us.
That's right.
Yes, they are. Yeah. It's a parasitical relationship. They're parasites.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's not a rule of law. It's a rule of money anymore. And that's, they rule us because of the money. And I've fought in court with them personally myself, defended myself, and stood them off several times. They even came to the point where they would not even stamp my paperwork, or they did stamp it, but not send it on to the judge. I had a $5 million lawsuit against the county some years back here, and I got all the way up to the point where we're going to a jury trial, and of course my paperwork never showed up, so they threw it out. And there's just so much corruption, you guys, that you guys have no idea. I can tell you so many things that people have had to go through. I've helped people here in our local community defend themselves in the permit department. These ridiculous fines they get, the ridiculous permits they're asking for. This is all a line of crap. I have to tell you guys this because I got. Yes, go ahead.
We've got 40 seconds to the end of the show, okay. But can you do me a favor? Can you stay on the line and give your phone number to our engineer? I would love to talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, no problem at all. I would love to do that.
Okay, stay on the line. I would love to talk to you. But with that, we are fortunately down to just our last couple of seconds before they bump us out of here for the news. Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds. We got Katie Grimes coming up. She is the best of the best when it comes to knowing where the bodies are in California and getting after good old Moonbeam. There's nobody better at chasing it.
And she will be at the Patriot meeting tomorrow night.
Yes, she will. So, all right, keep the sunny side up.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The investigation continues into the explosion in Manhattan last night that injured 29 people. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
At this time, there is no evidence of an international terrorism connection with this incident.
All the injured people have been released from the hospital now. Meanwhile, police are investigating a suspicious device they removed from a location not far from last night's blast. In neighboring New Jersey, authorities are trying to find out who placed a pipe bomb that went off before a race. No one was hurt. Authorities in Minnesota say a man in a private security uniform stabbed eight people at a shopping mall in St. Cloud last night before an off-duty police officer killed him. Police say the eight victims were treated at a hospital for non-life-threatening wounds, all but one released later. Motives haven't been determined, but witnesses say the attacker mentioned Allah before pulling his knife.